Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Two young women from Utah are sharing their faith on the streets and in homes in Marion County. Let's go in depth with Sister Strickland and Sister Bunn. Well, Sister Strickland, Sister Bunn, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for coming and talking with me today. I ran into you the other day, and actually it was with a different sister, Sister Strickland, and we chatted, and you told me why you all are here. Would you let our listeners know why you and now Sister Bunn are here?
Yes, so we come on missions for 18 months to teach people more about Jesus Christ and about his restored gospel on the earth today.
Okay, and what church are you with?
We are with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, and so where are you from?
I am from Highland Alpine, Utah.
Okay, and Sister Bunn, where are you from?
I'm from Spanish Fork, Utah.
Did you two know each other before?
Nope.
No, we didn't know each other. We've never met.
How long have you been here? Sister Strickland, you've been here for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've been here in Knoxville for about 4 months, and I've been out on my mission for 4 months. So my first area has been Knoxville that I've covered.
Sister Bunn?
So I've only been here in Knoxville for a week and a half, but I have been on my mission for almost 10 months now. My first area was in Ames, Iowa, and then I went down to Kirksville, Missouri, and now I'm in Knoxville.
And so you're here, you've got a message to spread, let's just say, I mean, you knock on doors to just, you're nodding, you knock on doors, let's say, okay, so knock on my door and here I come. What do you have?
Yeah, so we knock on doors, and that's just part of how we spread our message, like just one part of it. And typically we'll answer and we'll say, hi, we're sister missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we'll typically ask them their name and try and get to know them a little bit and be friendly as much as possible and just tell them we have a message if they'd be willing to listen to our message. And sometimes they slam the doors in our face. Sometimes they are open to hearing what we have to say. And other times they'll hear it and say, I'm not interested. Other times they're like, yeah, come back. Like, I'd love to chat more. I'd love to learn more about your church.
I have a hard time thinking about somebody slamming the door in your face. That's just pretty rude, right?
Yeah.
And people do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens a lot more than people think that it does. I mean, I feel like generally it's nicer for sisters because they see, I don't know, they're just typically nicer to us than some of these other stories that I've heard from other missionaries, some of the boy missionaries, but it happens a lot. A lot of people, they know the Mormons, but they don't know the message that we share or really, you know, what it is about our faith that's different. And so we'll get doors slammed in our faces, but it's really nice when we can talk to people and actually express, because I feel like there's so much in the world that is said about the Mormons, and people just really don't know what is at the core and what it really is that we believe in.
All right, so let's just say, I understand people say, oh, thanks for coming, but I really don't have time to talk or I'm really not interested in talking. But let's just say that I say, I've got a couple minutes. What's the main point you want to get across? So I've got to run to work, but I've got a couple minutes here. Why don't you share with me the main points of the message?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll share with them. We'll say we believe that we know that Christ's true church, that when he was on the earth, what he ministered and taught about, we believe that it has been restored on the earth today through a living prophet. And we believe that our church is different from other churches because we hold the priesthood authority, which is authority given by God to act in his name, to give blessings, and to be able to baptize. And then we'll talk to people about how through this power, we know that families can live eternally together forever. And if we follow God's commandments and keep his gospel, that we will be able to be blessed with more happiness than anyone can ever imagine.
Is that what you say too?
Yeah, nope, I totally agree with what Sister Strickland said. We love to share, you know, when we can, copies of the Book of Mormon. And we love to give that to people and tell them, you know, everything that we say, everything that Sister Strickland said, it depends on the Book of Mormon too. We call the Book of Mormon the keystone of our religion. And so if they read it and they come to know it and they see those truths that we talked about, then we just invite them to read it and pray for themselves if it's true.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sister Strickland and Sister Bunn about why they're sharing their faith on the streets of Marion County.
Then you say, well, I'm going to leave this book with you. Then you say, here's another contact information, or can I come back?
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Yeah, so we'll typically, like, they can text us or call us, or we'll say, is there a time that we can come back and visit you again that works better for you, that's more convenient? And typically we'll get like their numbers and we'll text them or call them, and just depending on how open they were to hearing or how much they wanted to learn, we'll hear back from them and we'll start meeting with them more and more about the Book of Mormon. And we tell them, we say, the Book of Mormon, we can stand here and testify to you all day and tell you why we love it and why we know it's true and why we left our families for 18 months to come share this message, but you have to test it out for yourself. You have to read it and you have to pray about it to know that it's true.
And then I presume they have a support system with the church in town should they want to continue. And a lot of people from around, not just Knoxville, but people from Pella come over to church.
Yeah, so yeah. I know that our church, it covers pretty much the area of Marion County, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyone is invited to come. We love visitors at our church because it's the same thing. It's one thing for us to just speak and one thing for us to tell people about it, but they have to find out for themselves. And so that's another great opportunity, is for them to come to church and to see what happens there and figure it out for themselves.
Well, now that we're talking, I remember that back, when Mitt Romney was running for president many years ago, a couple of the church leaders came and said, can we talk to you and share about our faith? Because there's lots of, with Mr. Romney running for president, there's a lot of misconceptions. And so, you know, I was grateful that they came by and we were able to tell people some of the misconceptions that are there. I presume they're still there today and that you're still having to deal with them. Is there anyone that you would, any of them that you'd like to address today, or...
I'm trying to think. I know that I think that's often why, like when we mentioned that sometimes people like shut the door in our face or they like yell at us or something, because there are a lot of stereotypes in the world about Mormons. But when we start talking to people, I think they start to realize, oh, like we aren't crazy or we are just like everyone else, basically. But one in specific, I can't.
Okay, well, that's good. You were just, when this happened, you were just very little girls, and so maybe there's been some progress made with those, maybe Mr. Romney's run for president, a couple runs maybe helped.
Something that was cool was, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago, the church actually put out a movie called Meet the Mormons. And so it was cool because it takes, like, there was like a football coach and there was like a family, I can't remember where they were from, but they were boxers, and they were all Mormons. And so it was cool to see how they lived, you know, these normal, typical lifestyles, but why they were Mormons and what set them apart. And so it was cool to see, you know, kind of these stereotypes go away with that, because we are just regular people. We're normal and we like to live our faith and we love this gospel so much. And so that's what we like to do as missionaries. But it was cool with Meet the Mormons that it was able to show, you know, regular people doing regular jobs too.
Well, and over this course of time too, in our communities, is that we have several prominent leaders in our communities that are members of your church. And that's been, I think, really positive, that they're real positive role models doing great things in our communities. And I think, you know, that's been a relative, well, at least to my mind, there's been an increase in their leadership in the community, and that's a real positive thing. And, you know, I lived out west for many years and met a great many members of your church, and I found all of them just delightful and kind and generous people. So I'm predisposed to give you an option to talk about what you believe. Is there something that we missed that you really want to drive home for our listeners?
I think just kind of the same thing that we talked about at the beginning is just that we really do believe that in our gospel, it is Christ's true church and that it has been restored to the earth today. And we invite everyone to hear the message. I mean, that's simply what we do, is we just like to go out and meet everybody. It doesn't matter where they come from or whatever circumstance that they're in. We know that the gospel can change their lives because it's changed ours, and we've seen how it's changed so many different people's. I've seen it on my mission, and I've seen it, you know, in my lifetime before, and I know that it will keep changing people's lives. And we just invite people to know the truth and to know the love that we've felt through the gospel, which is, I mean, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, and just to add on to what Sister Bun said, I love that on our church, the sign is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, all visitors welcome, because we really do want everyone to be able to come, and we want everyone to know that it's not judgmental. Christ was never judgmental. He loved everyone, and he wants everyone to know that they are loved by him, that they are children of God, and he wants them to be able to experience his gospel. And that's why we give up our normal lives for 18 months to come share it, because like Sister Bun said, it changed my life before I could go out and help change other people's lives with the gospel. I saw it bless my family, and I saw it bless my own life, and that's why we are out here doing this, spreading the good word.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sister Strickland and Sister Bun about why they're sharing their faith on the streets of Marion County.
Your purpose is to change lives. Can you tell us just briefly how your lives have changed as a result of your mission?
Mm-hmm. So before my mission, I really didn't think I was going to go on a mission, but kind of the same thing like Sister Strickland talked about, I went through some hardships with my family, and I had a passing of a loved one, but I saw that it was the gospel that was able to keep me grounded and keep me rooted, that Heavenly Father had a big plan for me. God had a big plan for me, and he had, you know, other plans, that this wasn't just it. And I love that the gospel was able to teach me that. And so I decided to come on a mission because there's so many people that don't know that Heavenly Father has a plan for them and that Heavenly Father loves them. And that's why I decided to come on a mission, is to share that love with them, to share that, you know, it's not just a set lifetime, but there's more to come, and there was more before this too. And so I love that I get to share that and share, you know, just a little bit of that love that the Savior has for them too.
And has that changed you?
That has completely changed me. I mean, we talk about how other people's conversion, but I can honestly say, you know, at this point that I'm the greatest convert that I have found on my mission, that it's completely changed me. I've seen how, you know, extending that love has greater, like, been able to help me relate to people and help them change my life.
Sister Strickland, has it changed you?
Yes, it has changed me so much. I think before my mission, I am not too far out of high school, and I was trying to decide, honestly, what to do with my life. Do I go to college? Do I go on a mission? I grew up in a culture where going on missions is it's a very popular thing, but girls are not required to go. It's by choice. And just like Sister Bun, I had a lot going on in my family, and making those decisions was tough. But I think once I decided to turn myself to God and allow him to help me, I was able to see that he has a plan for me, that he loves each and every one of us. And when I decided to go on a mission, I knew that it was the right thing for me, because I looked back and I could see the Lord's hand had helped guide me to make certain decisions in my life, and had blessed me, and had brought me so much comfort in times that I really needed it. And because of those, that's why I have decided to come on a mission. And I love seeing people's face light up when they know that there's something greater than here on earth right now, knowing that their lives can be bettered if they turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think as I've gone on my mission, I've realized that everything truly is in the Lord's hand. And once we start to stray away from that and think that it's our plan, we are we are humbled to know that it really is the Lord's plan and he brings us back.
Okay, and real quick, when you go back home, what are you going to do?
When I go back home, I continue to plan to stay changed from my mission and to continue to remember how it changed me. And I think most importantly is, you know, all the people that I met and all the different people, to still live up to that expectation that I set forth with them when I was there. And when I was able to meet them, is just that I am a changed person from my mission. And I continue to, you know, go to school and eventually start a family. And I hope that I can raise them in the gospel just like I was, and, you know, raise them to that level of expectation and show that, you know, this gospel has changed my life, and especially at this time on my mission. And so I just continue to hope that I can live that as I live throughout the rest of my life.
And your future, Sister Strickland?
Yes, so I think once I get home from my mission, I want to take all the skills and the lessons I've learned from my mission and apply it into my future life. I think it's a great way to have a stronger testimony of the gospel and to be able to have that more firm rock as I continue on with my future. I plan to continue with college that I went to a semester of college before I came out, and start a family just like Sister Bun said, and raise them in this gospel and let them know how it has blessed my life, and hopefully have them continue on living the gospel and serving missions and knowing that everything that we have in this life is through our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ.
Thanks to Sister Strickland and Sister Bun for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.